This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z. I'm doing it real big right now with a brand new artist signed to a record deal with Geffen.
You.
Straight out the STL, representing the Arch, the Lou, a fresh face in the game, so it's good to see.
For sure.
Jibs, how you doing, fam?
I'm good, Z. What's up with you?
You know, trying to kick it, doing it real big in Chicago.
Okay, that's where I'm originally from.
Really?
Yeah, I just grew up in St. Louis. That's my second home. That's where all my family live.
Where in Chicago?
Southside.
Okay. I work in Chicago right now on Pulaski.
Oh, okay.
Definitely familiar with one another's territory.
For sure.
Everyone's talking right now. You're doing big, big things. You got this new single, Chain Hang Low.
Yeah.
Kind of got everybody's favorite nursery rhyme going on right there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You collaborated with the Beatsters. How did that come together?
Actually, the Beatsters, one of them is my older brother, and that's who I was working with before the Beatsters got up fully together. My older brother, BJ Beats and Reese Beats, are the Beatsters.
That worked out well, huh?
Yeah.
The album, going to be released fourth quarter this year, so we're not too far away. Jibs featuring Jibs.
Jibs featuring Jibs.
If I go ahead and pick up a copy of this album as soon as it drops, what am I going to expect to hear from it?
Oh, man, you got to expect to hear something brand new. You ain't heard nothing like this album right here. Like, the album real versatile. You won't hear two of the same songs on there.
That's
so
what
you're going to expect to hear something totally new, totally different. Change it up a little bit.
Now, the title, Jibs featuring Jibs, kind of makes me think that the focus of the album, rightfully so, is going to be all around you. Can we expect any collaborations?
Yes, actually you could. You can expect Chameleon to be on there, Fable of D4L, Pussycat Dolls, and I'm working on finishing up a few joints probably with Chris Brown. I don't know for sure yet. Lil Wayne, I don't know for sure yet. But if I do, I'll probably get Lil Wayne on a remix of Chain Hang Low, my man Lamont.
Oh, that would be hot. I can't wait to hear that. You mentioned D4L. I believe the cut that you got with him is Smile.
Yeah, Smile.
Were you hesitant to collaborate with an artist not from the Midwest area, kind of someone who's doing the snap music thing down in the ATL? Did that bother you at all?
No, not at all. That was all love. That's my boy.
Because I know a lot of artists in the Midwest right now, they're not really collaborating enough with the Down South artists, and obviously that wasn't a problem for you.
No, that ain't no problem at all for me.
You signed to Geffen Records.
Signed to Geffen.
Home to many a name, including, of course, Snoop Dogg being one of the biggest.
Busta, and that's the label I'm on, Interscope Geffen. We got Mary J. Blige, Keisha Cole, Pussycat Dolls, Black Eyed Peas, Nelly Furtado, 50.
And now, Jibs, what was the factor, the motivation process, when you were trying to find a deal? Like, why Geffen and not somewhere else? What made you sign the deal with them?
I mean, that's just the place to be. Like, they run a whole different way from any other label, so, I mean, they on it. My man Kevin Black do everything big, so you know you make something.
Certainly. And they've been pushing your single hardcore, so that's what counts.
So, I mean, that's just the label to be at right now. That's a real good label, period. I would have picked that over any label in the first place, plus they came with it.
You're originally from Chicago, as you just mentioned. You're my neighbor. Now you call the STL your home. Who is the best artist out the Midwest right now besides yourself?
The best artist? I mean, actually, it ain't been a lot of artists out of St. Louis right now. My man Posse coming to do his thing. Jenna probably coming out. I don't know for sure. Kenfolk, they pretty hot right now. Ali and Gip.
Certainly.
And Nelly ain't came with nothing in a little minute. Ain't came with nothing of his own.
What about a Lupe Fiasco?
Lupe Fiasco. Lupe Fiasco is hot.
Definitely.
But I think I'm the new thing out of St. Louis.
I think so, too. There's no disagreement from just about anybody I've spoken with. Now, you're doing the rap thing, but when you grew up, you and your brothers were in boxing.
Yeah.
From what I understand, a 2-time Golden Glove champion.
Sure.
That's pretty hot. 3-part question. Who in the industry right now, either active rapping or retired, would you like to take down in the ring?
Jibs featuring Jibs, myself.
Okay. Well, don't hurt yourself too bad.
I try not to.
Would there be anybody in the industry, though, that you kind of look at and be like, you know what, I don't want to get in the ring with this person?
Nah, not at all.
Not backing down from anybody?
No, I don't fear nothing.
That's what I like to hear.
God.
Why don't you go ahead, why don't you give everybody that MySpace address, that website, so they can find out more about you?
Oh, y'all gotta hit me up on MySpace.com/Jibs. That's J-I-B-B-S. Hit me up on JibsMusic.com. That's my website. It's still being made up and everything. But mainly, MySpace.com/Jibs. Once again, I'm always on there. Hit your boy up. Get at me.
Real quick, 10 seconds. When the album drops, fourth quarter, September, October-ish, why do people need to go out and buy it? Why do DJs need to be spinning your records?
Man, it's something totally different. I'm talking about real, real life on there. It ain't just something I came up with and I made a fairy tale. I'm talking about something totally new. I'm trying to bring something totally new and hot to the game that everybody could adapt to. It's very versatile, so you ain't go keep hearing the same songs over and over on this album. You gotta go out and get it. I need everybody to go out and get that. Fourth quarter 2006, Jibs featuring Jibs.
There you go. We wish you nothing but the best of luck the rest of this year and into the future. Gonna do big things and represent the Midwest.
All right, thanks a lot, Z.